Welcome to Cupcakes and Protein Shakes, the podcast that brings you inspiring stories and insight from the world of competitive fitness. I'm your host, Savannah Sharp, previous NPC, bikini national level competitor, WBFF pro fitness model, and posing coach. On this podcast, I share my own journey to the stage and interview other female competitors from all divisions and industries, including NPC, IFBB, and WBFF. Each week, we bring you new episodes full of motivational stories, helpful tips, and real-life experiences from competitors of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, our goal is to provide you the knowledge and inspiration you need to succeed in your own fitness journey. So if you're looking for a podcast that's both informative and entertaining, look no further than Cupcakes and Protein Shakes. Don't miss a single episode. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss out on the latest insights and inspiration from the world of competitive fitness. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in and join the conversation. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Savannah. This is a solo episode. These episodes happen every Wednesday on my commute to work where I get on. It's unscripted. We chat about life and something that I learned this past week, and I share it with you. If you guys are interested in listening to other amateur athletes come on the podcast, check out all the hundreds of episodes that are in the past, right? And I have other episodes today scheduled. There's another interview somewhere. But I wanted to talk about a few things. First off, let's do a mini recap. I got back on Sunday from Vegas, so it was a crazy back and forth. I went to the Arnold last weekend, but then this past weekend I was in Vegas. So having back-to-back weekend trips is I've never done that, I don't think. Maybe I have, I don't remember if I did. That was very hard. I'm not even prepping and I was so exhausted. So if you are planning on competing 2 weekends in a row, maybe think about it. Really hard. It is nice to get trips kind of out of the way and have them on one weekend and then the next, and then it's kind of over and done with. But that was a lot because, you know, I had all my stuff packed, came home on Sunday, very tired, basically didn't unpack, and then I had to start packing up again because I left on Thursday, Wednesday night. So that downtime on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday wasn't a lot of downtime before I had to, you know, repack. I didn't really have time to do laundry, so I was doing laundry Wednesday night. I had to get up early Thursday, and it was a crazy weekend. It was so much fun. So we had a bikini workshop. It was at the Contest Prep Center. We had about 50 girls come, and we had a head judge come, and Ashley talked, and Adam talked, and I got to talk about suits, and I got to see Kimber. It was just really fun. I got to see some of the Team Elite girls at the prep house and meet them. We went out to this cool place in Vegas called Play Bar. I guess it's this new bar that's kind of like a adult playground. So if you drink, you can go there and drink. But check it out if you are in Vegas, called Play Bar. It's cool. It's like it's kind of like Dave and Buster's, but it's more like interactive games. There's like an operation game. There's these like color games, like a Simon Says games. Like there's all these other like games and activities to do. So it's real fun to do that. What else do we do? I had sushi and donuts, and that was really good. So I got to have my refeed, and normally I don't do crazy refeeds like that. Like most of the time I'll just go to the grocery store and buy like a little dessert, and then that's really all that I do with my refeeds. Or I'll just have, if we go out to eat, I don't know, something like a chicken sandwich or like a chicken salad, or, you know, sometimes I'll do the grocery store sushi and do like a roll or two. But I've been keeping my refeeds pretty chill. So I did all you can eat sushi, and I did eat all I could eat, and I was very full. But this is the end of the prep. This is the end of the off season. I'm getting ready to start prep too, which is a really cool update because I didn't really plan on being on prep quite this early, but executive decision, me and my coach / best friend / myself decided that, you know what, it's better early than later. Let's go ahead and just jump back into it, because I want to start extra early because I know that I have a couple of events coming on in the next couple of months. So starting prep early is never going to hurt you, but I am kind of planning of, okay, so if my weight doesn't drop or it goes a little bit up, I still have room to bring it home. I'm planning on a potential vacation somewhere in my prep, but I'm going to allow myself a little flexibility to still macro track. But if I want to have something and enjoy it, I can and I don't feel guilty. So that's why I'm going to kind of start early and kind of cut early to give myself some room if I have any like little, I don't want to say like slip ups, but I'm almost purposely starting to cut early, drop a couple of pounds, give me a really great head start. So if I do go on a vacation and I have a maintenance week, or even if I go back up a little bit, I still will be in a better spot than waiting. And I won't have to rush because I'm only doing one show. So it's just, I know exactly the date of the show. I've had like 7 to 8 months off. So I should respond pretty quickly, but you never know. Every prep is different. So I'll definitely be documenting this journey on my YouTube. I thought I would be more active on YouTube during the improvement season, but life just got so busy and I just got tired and I'm coming back to YouTube. It's a job. I'm not gonna lie. YouTube is hard to be consistent because you don't really make any money from YouTube. It is strictly just for fun, and you put a lot of time and effort into these videos to only get like less than 1,000 views. But it's fun. I like YouTubing. I like documenting my life, so I'm gonna get back to doing that. Anyway, so I have this cute little example that I wanted to talk about. It's the pilot example. So if you follow me on Instagram, I have a community. It's called the Evolve Fam. You can join that community. It's just a place where I just share little insights, daily tips, just to help everyone evolve to their best self. And the other day when I was flying home from Vegas, this analogy came over me and I was thinking about the pilot and I was thinking about the destination and kind of realizing, oh my gosh, a pilot is just like a coach, and a trip in an airplane is just like a prep. So instead of a road trip example, we're taking a flight, okay? So imagine you get on an airplane, you book your ticket, right? You know exactly where you are wanting to go. So I was flying from Vegas. I knew my destination was Kansas City. That's where I live. That's where I wanted to go. I was very clear on where I wanted to go. I knew that is where I need to end up. MCI. I clicked that. When I book my ticket, I know exactly when and where and what time I want to be there and what day I want to get there. That means I was ready. I need to go to the airport at a certain day. I need to make sure I get there 2 hours early. I need to have my bags packed. I need to be ready for all these different things. So that's kind of like, you know, your tools and you got all your tools. You got your suitcases, you got all your shit, you're there and you're there early and you're ready to go. The same thing for prep. You got all your shit. You got your suit. You got all your jewelries, heels. You got a mental plan. You got your travel books. You got your hotel. You got posing coaches. You got your coach. You got all your proteins, all of your multivitamin supplements, pre-workouts, everything. You got your tools. You're ready. There's nothing that you don't have ready, or you have it scheduled. You got blood work scheduled. You got, I don't know, massages or gym sessions or whatever it is, everything's scheduled, right? You know exactly how much weight you have to lose. You know where your measurement's at. You got a scale, you got a food scale, you got your water, and you are ready to go. But the trust that I have, the pilot, when I get on an airplane, I trust that pilot so much. I trust them. I know I'm getting off in Kansas City. So when I get on that airplane, there's no stress. I close my eyes, I listen to the plane, the little hum in the airplane, I fall right asleep because I put all of my trust into the pilot. But that doesn't happen all the time when we are prepping. A lot of girls, including myself, we don't trust our coach. So we put the stress on ourselves of making it to the end destination in time when we just need to sit back, relax, fall asleep, and follow the plan. Because our coach is like a pilot. They know exactly the destination that we want to get to and when and where, right? And they've done this before. They're trained in it. They've had years of experience. They've done this many, many times, right? A pilot has flown this route, let's say every single day for the last 10 years, and they know how to fly, they know how to navigate tricky situations. But let's say there's a big storm and we can't see it. We're sleeping. We're in the back. And the pilot sees this huge, big rainstorm, tornado craziness, but doesn't want to scare you because you're sleeping. So they just know, hey, they trust me. I'm gonna get them there safely. But we have two options. We can get them to their end destination and go to Kansas City. It's gonna be rocky. I don't know if we're gonna make it. There's a chance. Maybe we crash. Maybe we get a bunch of hail and we get there, but we're gonna look like shit. We're gonna be all dented and hail's all over us, and one of our wings is fucked up, and we just look like shit. We're gonna get there, but we might not be all in one piece, just like a prep. So let's say you're not losing, you're not looking like you need to be for the time and weeks out that you need to be, and your coach sees it. And they're like, fuck, man, I could get them to that show, but they're just not gonna look the part. They're gonna look tired. We're gonna rush this. It's not gonna be safe. And they could also do plan B, which is, okay, well, instead of rushing there, let's take our time. Let's fly above the storm. Let's give us a little bit more time, and let's go to St. Louis. And when it's safe and the storm clears, then we can fly back to Kansas City. Just like your coach has a plan for you, you need to make sure you trust them. Because if you don't trust them, you're never going to get to the destination. So sometimes your coach can see things that you can't see, but you got to put the trust fully in them.
Yeah, like you have to put that trust in your coach. They're looking above the sky and they're seeing everything that you can't see. When you're prepping, you have prep goggles and you really can't trust yourself to a certain point. That is why you hire a posing coach, a prep coach, someone to be a second eye when you are in your head and you just can't see yourself for what you truly are. That's when you have your trusted coach and they're there to get you from point A to point B. It might not be the exact flight pattern that you planned, but they are going to get you there the best of their ability. So I thought about this example and I really just wanted to let it sink in and just sit on that example. And when I thought about that and I was on the plane, it was like a breakthrough for me, like, holy shit, I need to trust my coach fully. No questioning what's on the meal plan, the cardio, how many weeks out, if I'm going to be ready or not. I just need to literally sit back, fall asleep, and trust my pilot. So my pilot for this prep is Kimber, and I trust her fully. So I just want to say, hey, this is what I want. This is exactly what I want. Can you get me there? She's going to say, obviously, yes. And that's it. We just get going. We just get going. We take off. And we cruise, man. I'm trying to get to a cruise. I want a cruise prep. I want to just get my daily routine down and I just want to freaking cruise, man. I've done it. This is my 11th time. I'm about ready to start prep, guys. I think I'm starting next week. So I'm very excited about this. So this is my 11th diet, which is weird. It's a lot of dieting in my lifetime. And I am very excited because I really love how I look right now. Which is interesting. So, like getting ready to drop weight and already loving my current shape, it's kind of different. It's kind of new to me because I already love my starting point, and normally I don't love my starting point. I've only ever been in love with that end goal, the end body, but I've really done a lot of mindset work just to be happy with what I have and where I'm at, and realize like stage lean isn't something that you should fall in love with. It is fun to get to stage lean, but it's not realistic to keep it. And I feel so good right now. I have so much energy. I sleep good. I am not hungry. I don't have a ton of different cravings. I can eat all the different types of food without feeling out of control. I can go out to eat if I want. I can drink if I want, but I don't really want to. So it's just, I feel so in control of my emotions and hunger and craving and just
I'm creative with my content and I have energy just to work and live and breathe and think. It's been very, 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 very much needed. So if you're listening to this and you don't trust your pilot, there's some options for you. One, get off the plane. Just stop prepping. Stop prepping. It's not time for you if you're not ready. If you don't trust your pilot to get you there, get a new pilot. Guess what? We got a co-pilot. Is there anyone else that could get you to your destination faster, better, that has more experience, that is going to be a better fit for you? Because just because they're a good pilot for somebody else and so doesn't mean that they're going to be a good pilot for you. So maybe you get a new coach. Maybe you get a new posing coach. Maybe you hire me as a posing coach or a prep coach. I can do both. Whatever you need, girl, got you. But that is something to think about of what, make sure you have the right people in the right place. So you have yourself. If you're prepping yourself, all right, do you trust the pilot? Again, if you're prepping yourself or you're going through a diet by yourself, you have to put the trust somewhere. What I see happen a lot, and this is just for lifestyle people and people that are really not even prepping, is they just don't trust themselves. And how do you build trust with yourself? That is not lying to yourself. Oh, I'm only going to have one bite. We know damn well if you get that, whatever you're picking out in your pantry, you say you're going to have one bite, you know you're going to crush that whole thing. Or if you buy the family size box of whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have like a couple, you know you're going to eat the whole thing. You know it. I know it. But just still lie to yourself. You don't trust yourself, right? Just be honest. Be honest with yourself. It is so crazy when you start to have conversations with yourself and you start realizing, oh my gosh, am I lying to myself? Yeah, you do. You do all the time. And that's where anxiety comes in, right? It is. I built trust with myself by doing the things that I said I was going to do. That would be getting up when I say I'm going to get up, do my cardio when I said I'm going to get up, not justify, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, no. I started building trust with myself. Instead of eating not at the regular times, everything's consistent. My body trusts me. It knows every couple hours we got food coming. It knows every Sunday we meal prep. So we're going to have a good week because we planned everything. It knows that prep is temporary and we will be hungry, but it will be over eventually. So we just need to suck it up. It is prep. Prep is prep. Prep is prepping. Or off season is off seasoning. Even if we feel thick or full or whatever, uncomfortable in our body, it is all temporary. I know that if I want to get in shape, I can, but that's not the purpose that it serves. So you have to build this trust with yourself because you got to think, not only are if you hire someone, you're hiring a pilot to help get you there, you can fire them too, but yourself, you have to also be a good pilot for yourself. And that is doing what you said you're going to do. Make a list. You guys, learn to win. If whatever you did in the past did not get you to the end goal, if you repeat the same actions over and over and over and over again, you can't progress. It is uncomfortable to make changes, and it's really uncomfortable when you are doing things that are hard. It is. It's really uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to do hard things. It's also uncomfortable to do the same thing for years at a time and not get anywhere. So choose your discomfort. That is just a little life lesson with me. I hope you guys enjoyed this solo sab episode. New episodes go live every single Wednesday. Don't forget to like, subscribe, drop a review on wherever the reviews are. Tag me, tag the podcast, man. Share it with your friends, share it with your homies, share it with your clients, whoever would need to hear this episode. So if you found any value, make sure you give it to people that need to hear this episode. If this was valuable for you, let me know. let me know. Drop a DM to me. If you guys are interested in prep lifestyle transformation or posing coaching, please DM me. I do have a application for coaching. If you're interested in doing posing coaching, you can DM me or you can schedule directly through my booking link on Instagram, or it'll also be included below in the description notes of this episode. Don't forget, if you guys need a competition suit, you can use my discount code Savannah S at Angel Competition Bikinis. If you're ever interested in getting a competition suit and you don't know what size to get or what color, I'm a suit stylist. I would love to help you build your dream suit. There is my link in the notes of this episode. And you can also DM me if you'd like to schedule something with me directly. What else? Yeah, that's it. That's all that I have for now. Okay, bye. Love you. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Cupcakes and Protein Shakes. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and feel motivated to take on your fitness journey. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. If you want to stay up to date with my fitness journey and get more tips and inspiration, follow me on Instagram at Savannah Sharp Fitness and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Savannah Sharp. And if you have a moment, please leave a rating and review of the show. Your feedback helps me create better content and reach more people who need it. Remember, no matter where you are on your fitness journey, you are capable of achieving your goals with hard work and discipline. Keep pushing yourself, stay motivated, and never give up. Thanks for listening, and see you next week on Cupcakes and Protein Shakes.